playoffs, because if they completely have your number for the entire year, whether it, with the regular season and the postseason, you need those two guys to be there in the playoffs to have an opportunity to maybe change this narrative that has started for the first 2 months of the season. The Lakers are in a bit of a tricky spot when it comes to that.
All that I've heard is that, well, Kyle Kuzma, we can't trade Kyle Kuzma. He's the guy. Okay. Hey, listen, we got Anthony Davis. Yes, you do. LeBron James, King James, and he's going to be rested and totally motivated.
Yep.
God, we need another wing. God, we got to have this. We got to have a guy that does this. We need another 3-and-D guy. We got to, like, I mean, could you imagine acquiring Anthony Davis in his prime in the offseason, convincing yourself that you kept the right guy of your young nucleus that you were trying to build around, and this many games into the season, then saying, nah, we gotta have more. We gotta have more. At some point, you can't really do anymore, and the reality is the reality, that maybe you're just not as good as them, and you need to hope that they trip up before they get there, so you don't have to face them in the postseason.
Yeah, not you almost... You're like, what? We both have to get the 1 and 2 seed, because if you're the Lakers, you don't want to face them in the Western Conference semifinals.
You remember you and I talked about this. We were on the air working together, and it was after the NBA trade deadline. And I remember having this conversation because people criticized Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics because they didn't go out and swing a trade to try and get Paul George. And you and I went on the air and said, that still wouldn't be enough, so why would they do it? Like, why would you trade away all these assets if you still, in adding Paul George, it's not going to be enough, because if you do get through the Eastern Conference, you're not beating Golden State. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? Just making moves to make moves? It didn't make any sense. And at some point, I think maybe Laker fans and people that cover the team have to acknowledge, at some point, you have to just roll with what you got. Because when you start chasing the way that they're chasing, I mean, when LeBron does decide he's out, or if Anthony Davis does come into some injury issues, I mean, what kind of team is going to be left there? And I know you worry about the now, but I just don't know that there's an easy fix out there that's going to close the gap between you and the Clippers.
Again, if we mentioned this at the top, if you had a draft to take Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, and then LeBron James out of the equation, maybe you go Kyle Kuzma, maybe the first pick of the guy that you would take. Lou Williams the second, Montrezl Harrell the third, Patrick Beverley the fourth, Landry Shamet the fifth. All of those guys being taken before you would take any member of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
So that also then tells you the amount that is on the shoulders of those three guys because of what else the Lakers have on their roster. And I don't think that there's another player that will become available prior to the trade deadline coming up in 2 months that the Lakers could acquire to put them at the level of, or a release, you know, of an Andre Iguodala. Like, it doesn't close the gap. You actually are where you are right now if you're the Lakers.
And do they have the draft capital? Because didn't they give away first round picks to New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. Off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly what it was, but.
So then who on that roster are they going to give up, and somebody's going to go, oh, thank God, yes, please take our star, Alex Caruso? I mean, if you did that same draft, Dan, I swear to God, there's like 40% of people listening would take Michael Cage over Alex Caruso right now.
At least his perm.
I mean, yeah.
Or his Jerry curl, yeah.
Love Michael Cage. Oh,
man, you're a rebounding machine.
Well, didn't he play for the Sonics too, Michael Cage?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn right. Positions
as well. You know, we started talking about load management. I remember going to a baseball game where Ken Griffey Jr. took off a Sunday. Because it was an afternoon game, travel day, playing like the night before. And I remember being devastated about it, of being like, oh, geez, we get to go to a Brewers game to watch Ken Griffey Jr. and he's not even in the lineup that day. You know what the Mariners did? Put him in the pinch hit. You know what? We got to see Ken Griffey Jr. You know what? Maybe if you have, you know, such a problem with load management, go and shoot a free throw and then leave. You know, there could be just the talk of load management isn't just prone to the NBA. It's getaway days in Major League Baseball. It's, This stuff has happened before, so it's not just an NBA thing.
And I think if you really want to be cruel about it, if you're load managing, not only do you bring the guy out to sit on the bench and tease the fans with his appearance, but you make him wear a disguise so they can't even see what his face looks like. Like, so they show up there wanting to see LeBron James, and he's got a disguise on. Like, not only do you not get to see him play, you don't even get to see his face while he's wearing a suit.
The masked bench member.
Yeah, damn straight.
Fox.
So it's a little Lucha Oop. Libre there, Dan.
I like Masked Singer. So. Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just saying, like, the comparison.
I mean, I do, too.
That's why
I
said
that Fox show.
That's why I said the masked bench warmer. Who's the corn on the cob like they had on Saturday Night Live?
His name is Sam.
Oh, very good.
By the way, Dan, do you want to update the nation on the game of the day right now, the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl?
Yeah. La Tech leads Miami 7-0, 7:05 to go in the first half.
Dan Byer, Jonas Knox in for Doug Gottlieb here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, Dan is very bothered by something. Somebody in the NFL pissed Dan off. And the more he thinks about it, the more aggravated he gets. And this person happens to be a future Hall of Famer. So we'll get that next for you here, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right.
Do you believe it?
I like this kind of party, baby. Bring it, baby.
3, 2, 1.
2019 is almost history. And 2020 is coming soon.
Hey, it's Clay Travis.
Hey, it's Rob Parker.
Hey, it's Chris Broussard.
Happy New Year.
Let's celebrate on Fox Sports Radio.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On the rooftop, cocktails flow. Let's have a take a flight in the snow. Take the elevator up to floor 26 and be ready to take lots of pics. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the rooftop, drink, drink, drink. Take all of our Christmas-themed cocktails and make them clink.
360 Rooftop Bar and Restaurant is your best place to celebrate everything holidays this year. Throughout December, head up to the rooftop for specialty cocktails. Must be 21 or older. More details at 360-STL.com.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan. If you are looking for a great place to eat and drink, may I recommend to you Kirkwood Brewhouse at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Wow, what a place to enjoy some delicious wings, burgers, and of course, beers. An incredible selection at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and also outstanding service. It's Kirkwood Brewhouse at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out! It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shape, and hot towel treatment for just $14. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Fred Co., Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Fred Co., Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome!
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Sam Jansen here for Dogtown Sports Collectibles and Framing. With Christmas just around the corner, we all have those hard-to-buy-for people on our list. What better gift to give that sports fan in your life than Cardinals and Blues signed memorabilia? Get them a unique gift that anyone would be proud to open on Christmas Day. But why wait for the holidays when you can buy for yourself today? After all, you earned it. Not a Cardinals or Blues fan? That's all right. Dogtown Sports Collectibles has autographed memorabilia and collectibles from most professional sports teams, including baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. And what they don't have, they will do their best to find. Dogtown Sports Collectibles Frame Shop is your one-stop frame shop, framing not only jerseys, but artwork as well. Remember, for the best selection, best prices, best framing, visit Dogtown Sports Collectibles anywhere else but Dogtown. Tell them Cam sent you.
When you only promote two names,
you know you've lost.
That's why we promote all of the guys. Colin Cowherd, Dan Patrick, Clay Travis, Doug Gottlieb, Rich Eisen, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Ben Maller, RJ Bell, and Jonas Knox.
You got a ton of talent.
They're the names and voices you listen to.
Oh, my Lord.
Fox Sports Radio.
And they're right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Tomorrow, the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl kicks off as the Iowa Hawkeyes take on Keaton Slovis and USC. It all starts at 7:30 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Dan Beyer. He's Jonas Knox as we're sitting in for Doug today, getting ready for week 17 of the NFL season. Plus a heavy bowl schedule on the horizon. Playoff games coming up on Saturday, and then the NBA. The NBA season, according to some, including Jonas, should have started yesterday, but also getting the recap in from what happened on Christmas. But there was something else that happened on Christmas instead of five NBA games yesterday, Jonas.
What was that?
We found out that the one, the only, Ben Roethlisberger will be back for 2020.
All right.
That is what we found out, because Big Ben was able to tweet a picture of he and his wife and their children and dogs and their PJs in front of the Christmas tree, saying, and this happened when mama tells you to put the matching PJs on, you put them on, even the dogs, Merry Christmas and other stuff. He then immediately after that wrote, P.S., contrary to recent reports out there about my football future and my, quote, uncertainty about playing again, I am working hard and more determined than ever to come back stronger and better than ever next year. So that from Ben Roethlisberger,
yeah, no,
who always loves to take the time to make sure that he can get the recognition that he deserves.
What do you mean, Dan? I don't understand.
Well, you know, as the team is close to being eliminated from the playoffs, say there is a chance. They do need some help from the Houston Texans, and they have to beat the Baltimore Ravens, but Pittsburgh Steelers could be missing the playoffs as Ben Roethlisberger missed the whole year. But what this does is this tells the fan base, hey, don't worry. I'm going to be back.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back. And he's also doing this on the heels of Chris Mortensen's report that first said that there was some uncertainty whether Ben Roethlisberger would play in 2020, but then was completely retracted in saying, no, that's not the case. So the retraction was made, but Big Ben still had to come out with the PS and then use the uncertainty to kind of use the it's us, the Steelers, against the media sort of angle to say, like, don't worry, I'll be back.
Well, now let me. This is the most important part of all this. Are you blocked by Ben Roethlisberger on Twitter?
I am not.
I'm not either.
So I can actually see his tweets that he ended up tweeting. He also, which I thought was neat, ended up tweeting the Pittsburgh Steelers 21 hours ago of saying that their opponents are set for next year.
All right.
Like, hey, this is who I'm ready to take on, so I'm going to be back.
Here's the thing. He's got even more leverage over the Pittsburgh Steelers organization than he did before, because this isn't like a Drew Brees thing, to where Drew Brees went down with an injury, Teddy Bridgewater came in, and they went undefeated, and you're thinking, Hmm. So that's what the future could look like. Not bad. Since he went down, they replaced him with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, and their offense is dreadful. It is awful. And the only thing keeping them in games is the defense, and I think Ben Roethlisberger got a little extra boost to the ego and said, you know what? Now you guys get it. This is what life without me really is like. Don't worry, I'll be back next year to save the day. He's got all the control here.
Well, this is he loves the moment. I also think, you know, and you said it there, that he wants he likes his teammates. At least I would hope that he does. Maybe it's not the worst thing in the world if they stink.
Yeah.
You know, like it's better business for number seven than, you know, to have that sort of situation. But I also think, and it's something within what you said, that after I read this, kind of started to bother me just even a little bit more about the conversations. And it is because the team is on the horizon of maybe making the playoffs. And it's what you said about the defense. And we had, in a game that we played earlier, Ralph Irvin gave us a guess who was the Steelers MVP of this season. And last year, remember, it was such a big deal because it was Juju Smith-Schuster. Antonio Brown was mad. I don't know if Ben Roethlisberger had his own deal with it, but it was a big deal of who the Steelers MVP was. So now it's TJ Watt, and it's that defense. And to me, Jonas, what got me more bothered by it was, how about letting that defense have their due? How about letting Mike Tomlin continue to get the praise that he's gotten to allow the Steelers to still have the possibility of making the postseason? Yeah, you lose to the Jets, but that defense and that coaching staff are the only reason that you're still there. So Ben tweeting this in week 16 or doing it on Christmas or following up on these reports all could have been stuff he did after week 17 if they were eliminated. Or if they made the playoffs, it allows the team to be like, or the fans and everyone else to say, great job, defense. Great job, Mike Tomlin. You guys actually made it to the playoffs without your quarterback. I think Ben looks at it, if they were to make the postseason, as saying, well, they made it without me. You know, like, wait a second. So that's why the timing of it. And on the surface, I was like, oh, this is just Ben wanting attention. And then more and more, I'm like, man, you're just taking the shine off of what is happening to your defense and what is happening to Mike Tomlin, because you want to make sure that everybody remembers that you're Ben Roethlisberger. And that's the issue that I have.
Well, and it's a natural thing. I think people do it more often than we all want to acknowledge, to where, like, nobody wants to hear when you're the one guy out of a group of guys that can't go out one night. You're hoping when you get reports the next day that they say, oh, God, it was so boring. I mean, you didn't miss much. But when they come back and tell you, dude, you totally missed out, it was the greatest, like, you feel like crap. Because, like, oh, man. Like, so Ben Roethlisberger doesn't want this playoff magic to be there without him, to your point. And so I think, yeah, he is a little bit concerned about all of that. Also, I think the Steelers already made their mind up that they were rolling with Ben Roethlisberger next year,
Yeah. Regardless,
when they traded away that first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think that was the Steelers saying, yeah, we're not going to roll the dice on a quarterback in the draft. We traded that away. We're going to roll with Ben. We realize what we have in our backup plan, and it's nothing we can go long-term with, and that's when the decision was made.
They traded Josh Dobbs at the start of the season as well. So maybe you're like, okay, you know, if Mason Rudolph is going to be our backup, well, now you have a really good idea of what Mason Rudolph actually is. Yeah, Ben's not challenged at all. His elbow is fine. Heck, he's going to have a full almost year to really recover from it, so we should be fine. Everything that was said and done, and I know it was even the contrary to reports, like Chris Mortensen completely, I don't want to say backtrack, but retracted his earlier tweet and gave a clarification about it. Then Adam Schefter came out with his own information of being like, yeah, no, Ben's fine, Ben's going to be back. And then he feels the need to do this on the holiday, on Christmas, and say contrary to reports and saying stuff like, it's so Ben. Just let, you know what, if you get in the playoffs, just let Mike Tomlin and the defense enjoy it, and then if you come back next year, maybe you're a Super Bowl contender.
But I think let's not bury the lead here. You and I are kind of bragging a little bit here, because we could actually see the tweet and most people in the media can't.
That is true.
We're not blocked.
Oh, man. He retweeted their opponents. Like, and I know it's a Steelers tweet.
Yeah.
But it's so of like, this is who I've got on my list.
Damn right.
You know, Check. Browns. Check.
By the way, think about this. 2 years ago, let's say we're having this conversation 2 years ago, and I'm going to tell you, all right, which team in the NFL has got the best quarterback, running back, wide receiver combination in the NFL? Who do you got?
Yeah, Steelers.
Yeah. 2 years later, nobody's there. It's insane, man. Like talk about what a difference less than 2 years makes, and that's why Mike Tomlin has gotten the credit that he's gotten this year for what he's done.
Figuring out a way to win in those 60 minutes, and they've got it done. May not be enough to get him into the postseason, but still a job well done.
Dan Byer, Jonas Knox, in for Doug Gottlieb here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about one of the most anticipated debuts in the world of sports. You could wait and have to wait a little bit longer for that, so we'll have that for you next here on Fox Sports Radio. For all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Ralph Irvin.
Well, thank you very much, guys, and we do start with the NFL, where the news has turned out to be a little bit better for Raiders fans. Josh Jacobs had surgery on Christmas Day, but it was for an infection on his leg. He woke up with discomfort in that leg and had it taken care of. He does hope to play in their game Sunday at Denver. Of course, the Raiders still with a shot to sneak into the postseason if everything goes right for them, including beating the Broncos on Sunday. Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott did not throw today, but he did participate in the team's walkthrough and individual drills. That said, he expects to play against the Redskins on Sunday. Of course, Dallas again needs a win to have a shot at winning the NFC Eastern Division crown. LSU running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire skipped Peach Bowl media day to get treatment on his injured hamstring. He's still questionable for Saturday's national championship semifinal when they take on the Oklahoma Sooners. Luka Doncic, he's expected to return from his sprained ankle tonight. He's missed the last five games, and he and Dallas will take on the San Antonio Spurs. A side note for Doncic, well, yeah, he has signed a multi-year deal with the Jordan brand. And LeBron James, after Wednesday's loss to the Clippers, he might be injured and might be out for a bit, re-aggravating his groin injury. This weekend, the Lakers have a game Saturday at Portland and at home Sunday against Dallas. He could be out for both of those. We'll send it back now to Dan Byer, Jonas Knox.
Thank you very much, Ralph. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Today's show is brought to you by TrueCar, and sports information is vital, and it's no different when you're shopping for a car. That's why TrueCar shows you what other people paid for the car you want, so when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit TrueCar. So the Pelicans last night actually were playing in the late game on the Christmas Day schedule. You thought at the beginning, or when the schedule was released, you would see Zion Williamson going up against the Denver Nuggets. Of course, there was no Zion. We haven't seen Zion this year, but Zion did speak with ESPN, telling them before the game last night that he trusts the organization and their decision making as he tries to come back from that torn meniscus in his knee that he had surgery on, saying right now he's working his body back slowly, but still hasn't participated in 3-on-3 or even 5-on-5-on-0 drills. Hasn't done any of that stuff yet. So still a little ways away from a Zion Williamson return. But this was about where the timetable was, so it seems like this team is being very, very safe with Zion Williamson. And in all honesty, Jonas, I don't blame them one bit.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, the part he gave a detail that they're basically having to teach him how to learn how to walk again and run the right way. Like, there was, you know, issues with the form and the pressure it was going to put on it. And you got to be as careful as possible with him. And we've seen other young players who have come into the league and dealt with some injuries early on. And, you know, Ben Simmons was one of them. Blake Griffin was another one who had the microfracture surgery, if I'm not mistaken, when he was at the summer league and he was playing really well. So it makes all the sense in the world that New Orleans looks at this as a get him back 100%. Let's not take any chances and let's figure this thing out. And it's also why I think a lot of people looked at, all right, who's going to make an impact early on in their career, Ja Morant or Zion Williamson? And I think Ja Morant was the easy answer. He's going to have the ball in his hands more, and it felt like he was going to be better suited for this NBA game thus far.
Well, I also think people thought that the Pelicans were a playoff potential team. Even with losing Anthony Davis, you're like, maybe if Zion Williamson can be something. I don't think people looked at them as a 9-win team like they are right now.
No. Well, I think people thought they were interesting. There was, you know, you were adding those pieces. You were adding guys from the Lakers you know, that we all thought were going to be, you know, maybe it's just the Lakers. I mean, look, I mean, if you really want a damning admission on the time of Magic Johnson's time as Laker GM, those guys that they all sent to New Orleans have done nothing. Like, there has been nothing there. And we can blame Zion all we want. Zion's not the reason you guys are sitting where you are. You're just not a very good team.
And when we talk about playoffs, we're not talking about a top seed. I think that there was a possibility for them to break in, though, at maybe 7, 8, or 9.
I thought you had them winning the title because you wrote it down on that paper in there.
Yeah, I did not. But J.J. Redick goes there, and you're thinking, all right, well, J.J. Redick is going there. You're thinking that it's a team that's going to need shooters that could be available in the postseason. It's been a bit of his M.O. Was back with the Sixers a couple of times. Like, that was a possibility, but it's just completely fallen apart. And Zion wouldn't improve what they're doing right now, even though the West isn't what it once was. It's the West is more top heavy. I mean, Portland's in the playoffs right now without a winning record. So it's a little different than what you had in years past. You have to play it safe.
Yes.
The part about him learning, like, to walk again, like, what was his strut not right?
I know.
You know, they're calling it like a minor thing. I had a toe that kind of like pointed inwards. You know, like my right foot kind of was, so I had to, it kind of dealt with a hip issue. I don't know if that's something along the same lines. I'm using my out of shape or my young issues of trying to figure out how to walk to compare it to a extreme athlete like Zion Williamson. But I don't know if it's something like that or what, but it says the whole kinetic function of his body would be affected.
And also, let's be honest here. His attributes that made him so interesting and fun to watch at Duke, it wasn't so much his basketball fundamentals. It was his explosion, his power, his effort on the defensive level. It wasn't, you know, he had the greatest fundamentals. He had a perfect shot. He had, like, so it's not like he was a finished product coming into the league. I think everybody realized that he was a raw talent that the ceiling was so high for him based on what you saw in college. And so the fact that it is going to take a little bit of time, not only to see him, but for him to get to where we think he's going to get, because all of a sudden he looked like a monster at the college level. That one summer league game we saw in Vegas where they were playing the Knicks, he all of a sudden didn't look like the biggest guy on the floor. Like, he realized, oh, well, yeah, he's not that big height-wise compared to some of these guys. I think this is going to take longer than people realize for him to really make the impact that they think.
When I saw at Duke in the moments, like, he seemed like he was there for the moments, whether it be like the block against Virginia.
Oh, he hustles
Virginia,
his ass off.
You know,
no doubt.
Like those sort of things. And I actually thought that he's better in like clutch situations that people want to give him credit for. So I think that those are things that are not in every single player. The question then becomes, is Zion transcendent enough to be good enough to lead a team with 9 wins to become that guy without ever done it before, which is actually something that LeBron did with the Cavaliers, where of taking that team to a level without having that experience. Is he that special of a player? We don't know if Brandon Ingram is great. We just know that he can score 20 points per game on a crappy team. Like to your point about the guys that were traded over as part of that Anthony Davis deal, it's different playing playoff basketball and having your numbers when you are, you know, 20 games below 500.
Right.
It's like, remember when Jordan Clarkson was great for the Lakers?
Yes.
And it's like, man, Jordan Clarkson is averaging 18 points a game because there's nobody else on that team that can score 18 points a game. It doesn't mean that Jordan Clarkson is the guy. That's what I think you have to find out about the Pelicans. And then you got to find out if Zion is going to be the guy. You're not going to do that this year. I mean, I would take as much time as possible because there's no point, even if you were to get to the playoffs, you do any damage. But next year's going to be the question, is if he is transcendent enough to lift the franchise without having any history in the NBA or any experience in the NBA to do it, which is really something only someone like LeBron did.
Dan Byer, Jonas Knox in for Doug Gottlieb here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next year on FSR, there could be a surprising end of an era for one quarterback in the NFL this weekend. We'll tell you who that is next year on Fox Sports Radio. In sports, if you want to be a top-notch organization, you have to have it all. You need stellar ownership, a great front office, and incredible coaches, scouts, and personnel. And it's no different when it comes to buying or selling your car. You need to have an MVP on every level, and with True Car, you do. If you're buying a new car, True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want based on transactions in your area, so you can be confident about what you should pay. Got a ride you want to sell or trade in? Simply enter your vehicle information, answer a few questions, and get a true cash offer from a certified dealer in minutes, all without leaving the house. That's why, according to J.D. Power, True Car and its affinity partners are the most visited and most useful independent websites among new vehicle shoppers online. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell in your next car, visit True Car. Results based on the J.D. Power 2014-2018 New Auto Shopper Studies.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. You thought we're lying when we said you can podcast us everywhere?
And you believe it.
Check the list.
This is genius.
iHeartRadio,
iTunes,
and
Google Play.
You missed something?
There's something missing here.
You can always podcast it.
It's what we do.
This is Fox Sports Radio.
Everyone knows the risks of drunk driving. You could get in a crash. People could get hurt or killed. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. But that still doesn't stop everyone. You could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly lose your job. We all know the consequences of drunk driving. But one thing's for sure. You're wrong if you think it's no big deal. Plan ahead, don't take chances, and don't drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by NHTSA.
Excuse me, are you the wisest person in the world?
I am.
I have searched all over and climbed this mountain to find you. How does one achieve inner peace?
By letting go of the things we no longer use and selling them.
You mean like a garage sale?
Garage sales bring only pain. You seek Mercari.
Ooh, is that a mantra?
No. Mercari is a selling app. It's fast and easy. Take a few pics, add a description, and your path to freedom awaits.
Oh, your wisdom is sound.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know.
You can find Mercari on the app stores or Mercari.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The world is changing. Isn't it time smoking changed too? Vuse Alto is a vapor product offering you a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Simple to use, surprisingly quiet, and impressively powerful. Our best vapor yet at our best price ever. 99 cents plus tax at participating retailers. 99 cent offer applies to Alto device. Pods sold separately. Underage sale prohibited.
Hoping to stretch that tank of gas even farther? Stop into AutoZone today. We've got great deals on products that'll help you maximize fuel economy and get more out of your ride, like 2 bottles of STP gas treatment for just $6. And if you're dealing with a pesky check engine light, check out our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll troubleshoot the likely cause of your light free of charge. You can do it. Visit AutoZone.com or stop into your local AutoZone today, and we'll help you drive with confidence. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's that time of the year. Christmas is coming up quick as we're approaching the 25th, and our friends at MyBookie want to make your season special with 12 days of gifts. MyBookie is already one of the most trusted and reputable sportsbooks in the industry. And this holiday season, they're getting into the spirit of giving with 12 straight days of giveaways. That's right, 12 days of risk-free gifts. A new gift every single day so you can take your game to the next level. Free bets, free spins, features, and more. While Santa has his, they've checked off their list. They've got a little something for everyone, and this is the promotion that you won't want to miss. Head over to mybookie.ag right now and use our promo code radio to get half of your initial deposit in free wagers. And that's just the start of your savings. Make sure to check the site out during this promotion because there's going to be something new every day. And you're going to want to take advantage of these deals. So go sign up for MyBookie with our code radio and start winning today.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cam Jansen here to tell you about the Corner Pub, the best place for dinner, drinks, and my favorite thing in the world, gluten.
Kim, you still don't know what gluten is, do you?
Nope. So I'm going to leave this one up to you, Hannah Ray Yates.
Get down to the Corner Pub for the best tasting, most creative gluten-free menu in the city. Cauliflower Parmesan bites, chicken wings, flour-free pizza, and even ice cream sandwiches. It's all gluten-free, and it's delicious.
The Corner Pub at 15824 Fountain Plaza Drive and 13645 Big Bend Road. Guys, the holidays are upon us. Don't wait till the last minute to get your girl something. And let's be honest here, you've got nothing so far.
You know that feeling, right, Cam?
Yes.
Diana Neustetter here with my daughter, Mariah, telling you guys that just like we helped Cam, our professional team has you covered.
Check us out at wowdiamonds.com or visit us at the corner of Doherty Ferry and Big Ben and see our inventory with items for everyone at any budget.
Neustetter's Fine Jewelry.
We know what women want.
Did you know that some of the highest paying careers are in the automotive, construction, electrical, IT, and manufacturing fields? But how do you get the training you need to qualify for these jobs? Easy. Enroll at Rankin Technical College, one of the best technical colleges in the Midwest. In 2 years or less, you can earn your college degree and graduate ready to work in the technical career you choose. And it's not too late to enroll. The spring semester starts January 6th. Visit Rankin.edu for more info.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Touchdown! He's got it! He's got a touchdown! Daniel Parker with 5 seconds left! Touchdown, Illinois!
Illinois rallies to beat Michigan State, and they are going bowling for the first time since 2014.
It's only here on 590 The Fan.
Are you not entertained?
You may go now.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Move on to the next. Gavin Kinzel, our executive producer. He's Jonas Knox. I'm Dan Byer, sitting in for Doug today. Glad to have you with us.
It's that old adage, Dan. Don't hate, regulate.
By the way, I think about, I don't know, a few years ago, I thought I sat next to Daz Dillinger at LAX. I didn't know what to say to him. I wasn't sure, but I was pretty sure.
I heard you stuck out your fist and you said, Daz, right?
Gave him a dog pound.
Yeah.
All right. Today's Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you by TrueCar. I got a TO story to add after I read this great information from TrueCar. In sports, a top-notch organization has it all, like great front office and incredible personnel. It's no different when it comes to buying or selling your car. You need to have an MVP at every level. Visit TrueCar when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car. Visit TrueCar. I was taking a flight out of LAX one night, and it was probably like 11:30, you know, red-eye flight, and there were a bunch of us, and it's not every gate is busy at night. There's, you know, only certain gates, but you just, so you have a group of people maybe at one gate and a group of people at another. Well, I'm sitting there by myself, and I see Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is, you know, there, and I'm like, I'm not going to go up to T.O. and say anything to him, but I did ask him a few months later when I saw him at the Super Bowl and he was by our set. I said, hey, I actually saw you at an airport and you were going to be, you know, on my flight. And I thought about, you know, coming up to you and saying something. And I go, and I didn't. I go, did I do the right thing? And he goes, yeah.
Oh, they don't want to be bothered.
No, not at all. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, they want to just be get their stuff done. They don't want to stop. They don't want to have conversations. They don't want to be. I mean, they're not into all that.
Yeah. So I didn't say hi to Daz Dillinger, and I did not say hi to Terrell Owens. I should have gone up to him and said, "Got your popcorn ready for this flight?"
That's how it's done. Hey,
think so?
Find a better punter on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh man, I chose not to say that though.
It's too bad.
You want to hear about today's sports headlines?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's hear them. Let's get to the press.
The press.
All right, what has Ralph Irvin got cooking for us over at the anchor desk?
Well, this tweeted out by Jane Slater from NFL Network. Dak Prescott was asked about his thoughts on the possibility this could be Jason Garrett's last game as the head coach in Dallas. And he said, quote, "I think it's the last game on mine as well, so I'll be damned if I speak on anyone else's future or their place," end quote. Of course, both have contracts that are expiring after this game.
Well,
he's right.
Yeah, yes, he is. Dak's going to be there. And sorry, it's not gonna fluctuate. It's not gonna, if he stinks up against the Eagles again, or they don't get anything done, if they make it to the playoffs, he's done enough. They're gonna pay him. Jerry has said as much.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think whether it's the franchise, the transition, whatever they decide to do there, if they get a deal done, I don't think Dak Prescott's going anywhere. Although I do like his honesty talking about Jason Garrett, and I'll give Dak Prescott this. He seems like he handles these press conferences the right way. There's never really an issue outside of when he spoke about Tom Brady and Tom Brady's contract status and brought up the Gisele Bündchen salary to go along with. I thought that was a little bit overstepping your bounds. But other than that, I think he's been pretty flawless.
Next up, we go to Seattle with the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, meeting the media today, says Marshawn Lynch and Robert Turbin look like, quote, "they're ready to go the whole game," end quote, when asked about how much they might be able to play Sunday. I know that excites you, Dan.
Well, I think
you're relying on two guys who are signed this week to play the whole game.
Yeah, when you're down to your fifth string running back, and you're going to, you know, and it's a great story, and it's neat and all, but this team had Super Bowl aspirations just earlier this month, and to see how quickly it fell. And it's not just the running backs. Like, it was the Penny injury, and then it's obviously the Carson injury. CJ Process was going to get hurt anyway, so that's not a surprise. It's the fact you also don't have Dwayne Brown, who's your left tackle, so the offensive line reverts to the offensive line that you had before you had Dwayne Brown, which wasn't good. You've already lost your starting center. Those are all the issues, and it's such a feel-good story. But, I mean... Even if they beat the 49ers on Sunday night, it's an easier road for them, but it's still a difficult road to haul. They'll likely still have to play wild card weekend. It is really difficult for them.
I actually think the most impressive part about Marshawn Lynch and Turbin being back with the Seahawks is the fact that they, in order to get the jobs, had to beat out Chris Warren and Sean Alexander, which I thought was really, if you could get past this, then the NFL, week 17 is nothing.
I wanted Walter Jones to come back and play left tackle.
Something, Steve Hutchinson. I mean, there's a whole slew of them out there, Dan.
I used a John L. Williams reference the other day, and I got blank stares.
I know who John L. Williams is.
Yeah.
Number 36.
Or 32, but hey. Yeah,
hey, so, you know what? Your six is my two, Dan.
Well, and you both know that Kurt Warner wasn't just our quarterback for the Rams.
Yes.
And we did.
Yeah. And also, spelled it with a C.
There you go. Yeah. Also in Seattle, Jadeveon Clowney says that there's no way I'm not playing against the 49ers. He hopes to play despite the core injury he's been battling, get a bye week, and then heal up more for the rest of the playoffs.
They're going to need some help to get that bye week. But
I mean,
they need him. I mean, they need him. They need him to stop Raheem Mostert more than getting after Jimmy Garoppolo.
By the way, did you hear that? So they were in the same place, and it was Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, boy.
I'm serious.
Okay, like, where's this going?
No, I'm serious. So Jadeveon was also in the same place. There was like an autograph signing, and Bryce Harper was there. And so when they asked him about his status this week, Bryce Harper chimed in and said, "That's a Clowney question, bro."
There it is. There it is.
How did
I know that right when it started? Oh, man.
Because Jonas opened his mouth, and so you knew that's what was coming out.
I heard Clowney now has a bruised shoulder.
So there it is. Where's that drop when you need it?
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
And that Clowney has a bruised shoulder.
Don Brown will find it after he gets the rest of Warren G's Regulate.
That was the press.
It's somewhere in the system. Thank you very much, Ralph. We're not done. For those of you that are waiting to hear Straight Out of Vegas, don't worry. We actually are going to do an extra hour of the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Damn straight. And who knows? Maybe we'll squeeze in some betting there, because I don't know if you've been hearing, Dan. Knox Locks hasn't lost in 2 weeks. Just saying.
I've heard some really good things about Knox Locks. Maybe we'll get some coming up next. We are
It's 2020, and guess what? All that stuff you didn't use in 2019, it's still taking up space. Don't let another year go by. Just sell it on Mercari, the selling app. That's Mercari. Mercari is the app that makes selling almost everything fast and easy. Listing takes just minutes. You take pictures, add a description, and your item is connected to millions of buyers on this app. Mercari will even email you a shipping label when it sells. Everything ships, so there's no arranging meetings. The app has over 500,000 reviews on the App Store with an average 4.8-star rating. So why not give it a try? Ring in the new year with less stuff in your home and more money in your pocket. With Mercari, that's Mercari. Mercari, the selling app.
It's holiday party season, St. Louis. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for a party tray or a sweet dessert from the best bakery in town. Maybe even your entire holiday meal. All because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to a friend's party, make sure you're all set for the holidays. Go to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252, 314-873-1252, and find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up with any of the five gaming machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here, win big.
Podcasts. It's like radio, but it's not on the radio.
The 590 The Fan app
is ready for you at your app store.
The 590 The Fan app.
This has been my podcast.
Download your favorite show's podcast at any time.
Hey, wait, that's it?
We need something that will play to your strengths of loving the sound of your own voice
and talking forever.
The 590 The Fan app.
Podcasts.
Download it now and start listening today.
This puts the Clippers in a really, they got to be going, oh, thanks a lot, because now it's, well, if this story is out there, what did you promise him?
Well, but this
where are you living? Do I see the name Leonard on any ownership document? Do I see Uncle Dennis next to Steve Ballmer's name?
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to Jason Smith
with Mike Harmon.
Turn it up.
Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Follow my logic here.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Y'all ready?
There are going to be a lot of big names connected to this Dallas Cowboy job. The challenge in general is the buck stops with Jerry, literally. What quality of coach are you going to be able to retain? Because the reason why Jerry lost Jimmy Johnson back in the day was because their egos couldn't get along. And every coach that you would potentially hire that's a big name, all of those guys have big egos. And they don't want to be sitting in the backseat of the Dallas Cowboy caravan because they need to be able to have the players know that they have the authority, that they are the king of the castle. And I'm not sure that Jerry Jones is willing to give up that authority or that attention at this point in his career.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
6 a.m. Eastern.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Sports trending now.
Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott did not throw today, but he did participate in the team walkthrough and individual drills. The team hopes he'll be able to throw by Friday, and they expect him to play Sunday when they take on the Washington Redskins in the final regular season matchup. Of course, Dallas needs a win if they want to have a shot at the NFC Eastern Division crown. Meanwhile, the Raiders still have a long shot at the playoffs, but they need running back Josh Jacobs in the lineup. Wednesday, he had surgery on a leg skin infection, but it is not season-ending. Jacobs hopes to be able to suit up and play Sunday against the Broncos. Jarvis Landry confirmed he'll visit a hip specialist after the season finale. He could require off-season hip surgery, but Landry will play for the Browns against Cincinnati. I'm Ralph Irvin.